أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين قال أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام لتعطفن الدنيا علينا بعد شماسها عطف الضروس على ولدها. This is the word of wisdom, كلمة الحكمة 202 in نهج البلاغة. And we learn in the light of this beautiful statement, although every statement of his is equally beautiful, that definitely the world is going to bend, is going to become merciful, going to turn towards us, that means the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, after its rebellion, just like the Dharus camel. So the Dharus camel in Arabic is that camel that avoids the milkman from milking it. Amir Mumin alayhi salam is telling us this world is going to bend towards the Ahlul Bayt, become merciful, turn towards them, and after all these rebellions taking place. And then he recited the ayat number 5 of Surah Qasas, وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتَضْعَفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Which we learn in the light of the verse that we will to do favor on those who have been weakened on earth and made them imams and made them the inheritors. According to the consensus of our Mufassirin and the scholars, Amir Mumin alayhi salam is referring to the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam's government. The month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Rasulullah, one of the most significant events is the birth of Imam Al-Hujjah Al-Mahdi, alayhi salatu wasalam, may Allah hasten his appearance, who is going to fill up the earth with justice the way it will be filled up with injustice and atrocities. And he is the awaited savior for all the humankind, where Jesus, the son of Mary, peace be upon them both, Jesus will come back from the fourth heaven where he is kept alive and come and pray behind Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and the world will witness a huge number of the Christian community will convert into the religion of Jesus, which is Islam, and become the followers of Ahlul Bayt and followers of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and the followers of the seal of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny. In this verse of the Holy Quran, وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتَضْعَفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, we find that our scholars of tafsir say we learn 5 points in the light of this verse. The first, the mustad'af and the weakened masses are provided the blessing from Allah. The second, the weakened masses, that is mustad'afin, will become the leader of the world. Number 3, the weakened masses will become the waris and inheritors of the world. Number 4, the government of the weakened masses will be strong and stable. And number 5, that their strength will be shown by Allah to the enemies. The time of the appearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his government of social Quranic justice will be such a government that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and their walayat will be supreme. Their right of rule, which was the basic principle of Allah, will be established, accepted and honored. And people will bend and will become eager and will become merciful and soft towards accepting the basic principle of Allah, that no one has the right to rule over God's property, the planet Earth, except God and his representatives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to follow the footsteps of the walayat of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu salam, the leader and Imam of Jesus, the Christ, the son of Mary, وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين.